Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that MrSkin.com.
And Mr. Skin is back.
Hey, Morning. Skin. What's up, bro?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right. You, man? Right. Everything good?
How was your weekend?
Oh, really nice. Really nice. Nothing as exciting as probably your guys' weekend.
Oh, yeah, we live the wild life, yeah. It's crazy.
You know,
crazy.
Radio guys, it's hard to compete.
Oh, yeah. This guy runs a skin shop. Give me a break. Hey, is this Kirsten Dunst? Is this in the Civil War movie
no.
I'm looking at? Okay.
No. If it was, your South would rise again. anyway.
Bada bing!
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because when I heard about the Civil War movie coming up, I was all excited because I'm a big American history buff. But
it's not about like the Civil War.
No, not at all. It's like a future America action thriller. But Kirsten Dunst is in it, and she got super famous with Spider-Man in the wet T-shirt that. But so she's in this movie that Jesse Plemons, who's her real-life husband, who's an incredible actor. You probably
Amazing.
Remember him from Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
Breaking Bad.
Guy.
He was awesome in the last seasons.
Fargo.
But,
Breaking Bad. He was so great.
His run in Fargo was good.
Season two.
Yeah, he did a Fargo. The guy's awesome. But anyway, he's in it. And they're married. But I just thought it would be a good excuse. You know, anytime I could show you guys an amazing nude scene.
Right.
She's in that, and there's no nudity in the Civil War. She did a movie in 2011 called Melancholia.
Okay.
And it's a tough watch, but
the title sounds sad as hell, man.
Yeah, it's not something I'd say, guys, go watch it. But there's a scene where she is laying at the at a riverbank, completely nude, and she just has an incredible body. In fact, I consider this maybe a top 10 nude scene of the 2000s, but it's definitely a top 20.
Well, her boobs aren't folding down by her armpits in this scene either. It's pretty hot.
They appear natural. Are they natural?
Yep. She is real. She is real.
Yeah.
And anyway, good excuse. Civil War's in theaters. Kirsten Dunst has done. She's done other things, but Melancholy is the go-to movie if you want to see her naked.
If you're a history buff, and I don't know if there's any nudity in it, I think Nick is watching it. The Manhunt, the John Wilkes Booth.
There's no nudity.
Yeah.
No. Patton Oswalt.
Are you watching that?
No, I finished that up the other day.
Yeah, no nudity?
No.
No, it's not. I've watched, I think, the first two, but listen, I read everything I get my hands on Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. I went to the Ford Theater last year.
Cool.
I'm a big fan of all that stuff.
Oh, cool.
And but Manhunt's pretty good. They I gotta say they are pretty accurate in how they're doing it. You know, I always have a problem with reenacting history in movies. I'm not a big fan because I always get to all, you know, because in 2 hours or in a show, it's hard to be accurate. And you have to,
well, they've also, you know, they said about that show, as a side, they used some slang terms that didn't happen, and the geeks freaked out on that, you know.
And I know. That's the thing. I'd rather just read about it and go visit the sites and stuff. But anyway,
and movies
I thought
that,
it was cool that,
that feature history generally aren't big on the nudity, so.
Yeah, I know.
Or if they are, it's you know, bad nudity.
It takes so long to get those Victorian era dresses off. They couldn't, you know, it's 5 minutes before they could get nude, you know.
Well,
so,
yeah,
anyway.
Well, Skin knows this because he does it for a living, but there's a whole section of people. It's called unnecessary sex scenes in movies where just all sudden bang, they have to show somebody getting banged for no reason. And I'm thinking, I don't ever think that's unnecessary. I know there's gratuitous.
My big joke is there's no such thing as gratuitous nudity.
I'm with you.
It's all important.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Vampire Slayer, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, or did you just read about it?
I did not watch that because I had a feeling that was not going to be based on history. So
I stuck to the historical accounts of his vampire hunting.
Right. All right, who's Jessie Buckley, and why am I looking at her butt here? Because she's
I think you have to look close.
I am.
So, yeah, this is just when people ask me what I do for a living, you know, I'm normally pretty proud of it until moments like this where. So there's this British comedy, Wicked Little Letters, is on demand. It just came out, and it's got Olivia Colman. She's been nominated for Oscars. Jessie Buckley is an Irish actress. This movie's on demand, Wicked Little Letters. So there's a scene where these cops are, it's a comedy, and these cops are waiting outside a flat in the front door, and she comes running out the side door away from them, and then she moons the cops. But our team slowed this down, and we do see a little back burger here, which is, you don't see it too often, but sometimes they film these scenes, and the censors or whoever
they
just kind of miss it.
Yeah,
but we never do, and I just wanted to share a
is that like the
burger.
Mr. Skin version of a double eagle?
Yeah,
the back burger.
Right.
It's very rare to see one in nature.
Exactly. Yeah. You're exactly that in R-rated films, or R-rated television shows. Yes, very very rare. So
and
that's why I wanted to celebrate this with you guys.
You'd use the term rear burger in a formal situation.
Burger. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Now,
in a more formal situation, it's rear burger.
Did you freak out people when you said Caitlin Clark was naked?
Well, I want to explain that. We have
You're going to break Iowa's web traffic.
I know. Yeah. This is what's happening. So,
okay.
At our website, we can see what Google search terms people are coming historically. We could see it over the, you know, certain amount of time, and you know, the typical stuff, all the famous actresses naked, they come. But lately, in the last month, we were getting all these search terms for Caitlin Clark nude, and I'm like,
man,
and it's like, why are we showing up at Google for that? Because that's crazy. And then it dawned on me, there's this movie from 1981 called Dragon Slayer, and it actually was nominated for some Academy Awards. It's a fantasy, like, epic, I think George Martin.
Yeah, I remember Dragon Slayer.
He was involved with it in some way back in the day. So it's kind of a famous movie, but not really, but obscure.
Isn't that,
to like,
who was a stud in that? Harry Hamlin's in Dragon Slayer, isn't he? I forget.
I can't remember if he is.
I'm not sure.
Maybe
it might not be him. Okay.
Anyway, but there's an actress in there named Caitlin Clark, and she has a nude scene, and then I was like, now the only thing is, she's Caitlin Clark with an E at the end of her name, whereas the basketball player does not have an E.
But the Caitlin is spelled the same way, right? The first name.
No, I think Caitlin Clark is no E, right? She's just Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but
the C A I T L I N, that's the same first name spelled.
Yeah, the Caitlin part's the same, but Clark. So then it dawned on me, like, oh, now I get it. We're getting all these, so all these people, they're probably, like, all excited to see Caitlin Clark nude, and then they're seeing Caitlin Clark from a 1981, sci-fi movie nude. So, anyway.
And you were close. It's not Harry Hamlin. It's that other stud, Peter McNichol. Who was in that movie?
Oh, my God, that's an old movie.
And I think he spelled it like Mac-nickel.
Yes.
Mac-nickel, yeah.
And if I zoom in on this, it says Caitlin Clark body double. So this is not actually Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's not even the Caitlin Clark. We, as, and you guys know this about us, we're very thorough. If
Yes, you are.
We want you to know when it's a body double or the real actress. So despite all that, people are I think they're a little disappointed, but they are coming to our website to check.
Are they complaining that she should have been paid more for that movie? There's a lot of that
good.
Now.
Very good. I like that. I like that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The other thing I wanted to tell you guys is this was, you guys will get a kick out of this. So, I don't know if you've seen any Elizabeth Hurley lately, but she
I have.
Is hotter now than she was in her 20s. She's
I saw the views on when I get home from work.
As you watch it.
And she was on with her son promoting this movie that he's directed when there's a lesbian scene. But there's, is there any nudity in this scene at all?
That it's not a nude scene, but paint the picture here, because this is the key. So first of all, she's gorgeous. She's 58 years old, looks like she's 24. Beautiful.
Easily.
She has a grown son, good looking guy, that's a director of movies. So there's this movie that they had a screening a couple weeks ago in New York called Strictly Confidential is the name of the movie. And I got to say, Rotten Tomatoes, 14% positive review.
Man, 14.
Bad. But there's a scene in the movie where Elizabeth Hurley hooks up with this younger actress. So it's like a cougar kitten scene.
Right.
And it's not nude, but it's super hot. Like there's... things going on that, you know, it's very, very hot.
It's called Motorboating with Your Clothes On.
Yeah, but it's directed by her son.
Right.
And like
I know. That's a weird part.
It's like Elizabeth Hurley's in this dress with no bra,
right.
And the younger woman is making a visit down down to the basement, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And it's... It's super
mom's
hot.
Basement too. It's mom's basement.
Yeah, it's like, I've heard of living in your mom's basement, but this is ridiculous. Anyway, it's her son directing it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know these are arty people, and they got through it. But I think most guys could not direct their mom in a lesbian scene. You know?
No. Yeah, but most guys don't have a mom who's that hot either.
No, that's a good point, too. Yeah, that's a great point, too.
Still mom.
Yeah. So I was remembering, do you guys, I don't know if you remember the name of this actress. Her name is Asia Argento. She's an Italian actress, and she used to date Anthony Bourdain.
Kind
of like claim the fame, but she's a pretty famous in Italy Italian actress. Well, her father is a famous horror movie director, and it was weird because there was a movie where he directed his daughter, and she was nude in Dracula 3D, which is kind of weird. But a dad directing his daughter is weird, but I think a son doing his mom's
all right now.
I don't know what's weirder. I don't know.
I have a grown daughter, and my mom's gone, but I can remember what she looked like at the time. You're right. That's what would you gun to head? You have to direct one of them in a sex scene.
Mom, you're a lesbian.
I think mom.
Yeah.
You know why I think mom? Because I think you'd pick mom in a heartbeat because your daughter is just something you protect. You would not do that in your brain.
Yeah, that's probably
not that you want to see your mom getting banged, but you know, whatever.
Off the top of your head.
There's no winning that argument.
No, I didn't say you can't win. Skin, you got to answer,
lose,
man.
Lose. That's a lose-lose.
But anyway, mom is less of a loss.
Yeah. Go ahead and answer the question. You haven't answered the question yet.
Me?
Yeah, you got to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess mom. But
yeah, you got to do mom. Please. You got to do mom. Right.
Yeah, you probably don't know the answer off the top of your head, but maybe you can talk to us about this next time. How many directors have directed their daughter in a sex scene? It can't be many.
Yeah, the only one I could think of is Argento, but maybe I could dive deeper, if you will.
Be careful when you're typing that in your computer. How many dads have looked at their daughters in a movie? Yeah, that's
oh, God.
Creepy.
How Push weird. Did that how weird.
All right. Yeah. Skin, sorry. You drug us there, man. Sorry. That's on you, brother.
Yeah, sorry about that. I brought you down.
You brought us down.
Yeah, we never get in a gutter like that. Only when you're here.
You guys have run such a highfalutin show. I hate to bring you down.
Later, Skin. Take care, man.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
See you, bro. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, we do like to do the Deadpool and the Mr. Skin segment with a touch of class.
Oh, by the way, we did have a Deadpool hit. We'll get to that after the break. There was just
so,
a solo.
Quickly
hit.
About Caitlin Clark, you guys saw that she blocked who's in
Antonio Brown.
Now, but here's the deal, though. I saw the comment, his comment, at least 2 weeks before that by another guy. So he even stole the hardcore comment.
What was the comment?
I saw it on Twitter maybe a month before he tweeted
just
it out.
Just something about her looks.
No, it wasn't about her looks. No. He goes, Caitlin Clark looks like she keeps it hairy.
Keep it hairy. Yeah.
And I saw that
you
a
have
month
to
ago
have
on Twitter.
The improper conjugation. Right. Look like she keep it hairy.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was I saw it a month ago, and it was just some guy on Twitter, and he had thousands of likes. It was because it's hardcore, it's funny, it's probably
so it's
inappropriate.
Not even an original. Antonio
no, it wasn't
Brown,
even an original.
He
but
lifted
he
it from somebody.
He Are lifted you? That, and then he, since he's more famous,
sure.
he got she
Are
blocked
you really
him.
Surprised that he lifted
no,
somebody
he's a
else's
douchebag.
Comment.
He's,
the guy's
a nut job.
Nuts.
And good for her blocking him. Inappropriate. Blah blah blah. You know, you can.
He's not mentally well.
No, he's
no.
Been going
poster
for a long
child
time.
For CTE.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
John is weighing in on the mom or daughter sex scene, and he's asking, is both an option?
Block him.
Yeah,
that's funny.
We're gonna have to block him.
Block him from our email, will you?
Yeah, come on back, weirdo.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.